USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Sworn in as a high court justice after his Saturday confirmation, Brett Kavanaugh also received a ceremonial swearing-in in the East Room of the White House last night.
He says that despite the contentious confirmation process, he's dedicated to the highest ideals.
My goal is to be a great justice for all Americans and for all of America.
The president said that Kavanaugh and his family were forced to endure what he called a campaign of political and personal destruction based on lies and deception. Mr. Trump said his appointee was proven innocent.
That's USA Radio's Wendy King. Hurricane Michael, a Category 1 storm now, expected to make landfall on Florida's panhandle tomorrow. However, forecasters say it'll be a stronger Cat 2 or 3 by the time it does. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
More now on Hurricane Michael, currently Category 1, but expected to strengthen before hitting Florida. Florida Governor Rick Scott making an impassioned plea to state residents to take the storm seriously.
Hurricane Michael is forecast to be the most destructive storm to hit the Florida Panhandle in decades. This storm will be life-threatening and extremely dangerous. We're expecting 4 to 8 inches of rain, and some areas might see 12 inches of rain.
The storm expected to then dump some unneeded rain on the Carolinas as well. About 2,500 mourners turned out last night near Albany, New York, to remember the lives lost in Saturday's horrific limousine crash. 20 people were killed, 18 in the vehicle, 2 pedestrians. Investigators say the driver didn't have the right license and the limo had been sighted and was supposed to be off the road. Google Plus shutting down after private data from hundreds of thousands of users was exposed by a breach. And this is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get 4 pillows for about the price of 1 MyPillow. Click on the 4-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is celebrating and marking a big milestone. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
The Senate's top Republican will become the longest-serving Senate Republican leader in history. His tenure to surpass that of former Senator Bob Dole. And according to the U.S. Senate Historical Office, Tuesday will mark McConnell's 4,179th day as the Senate Republican leader. Meanwhile, McConnell saying over the weekend the confirmation of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh is his proudest moment ever as a U.S. Senator. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The deadline has arrived for Texans to register to vote in the November midterm election. KRLD's Chris Fox says voter rolls are expected to hit record highs.
By the end of the day, 15.7 million Texans are expected to be registered to vote, nearly 2 million more than the last midterm. State Democratic Party Chair Gilbert Enos accredits it to tight races and the Trump effect.
When he gets up there and makes fun of survivors of the sexual assaults, he certainly does a great job in motivating our base.
State Republican Party Chair James Dickey believes it's due to the state's population boom.
People are moving here all of the time because of the great economy that has been produced by the Republicans.
Chris Fox, Austin.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.